Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of sports news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
EFM Global powers Wimbledon and the Open with precision logistics. EFM Global, a leading international logistics consultant, is playing a pivotal role behind the scenes of Wimbledon and the Open. EFM provides end-to-end logistics support for these iconic sporting events, managing international freight, customs clearance, on-site coordination, and time-critical deliveries. At Wimbledon, EFM executed a high-priority delivery of broadcast gear with zero margin for error. For the Open, they managed the transport of branding materials with 10 40-foot trucks. CEO Gary Morter emphasized the precision and reliability required for these events. EFM's expanding sports logistics portfolio includes global tours, the Olympics, and international cricket events in the UK this summer. With clients like Iron Maiden and Ramstein, EFM continues to prove its ability to deliver under pressure. Global VP for Sports Stuart Baker highlighted the teamwork and focus needed for world-class sport events.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, Bowery A, highlights Juve Stabia's surge in value amid growing U.S. interest in European soccer. Brera Holdings PLC has reported a 245% increase in the valuation of its majority-owned club SS Juve Stabia, reaching $32 million during the 2024-25 Serie B season. Brera, the first MCO listed on NASDAQ, offers retail investors access to the sports as an asset class trend. This model contrasts with celebrity-driven club ownership, such as Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney's investment in lower division Wrexham. Brera Holdings PLC focuses on expanding its social impact football business by developing a global portfolio of emerging football and other sports clubs. For more information, visit www.breraholdings.com. The Messi Experience officially launches in Chicago. The Messi Experience World Tour has officially landed in Chicago, kicking off its highly anticipated U.S. run. Produced by Rive and Aeon Agency and Primo Entertainment, the immersive exhibition invites fans to explore Messi's journey through October 2025 in Logan Square. The Chicago stop offers an interactive tribute to Messi's impact on the game, featuring visual design and technology. The exhibition includes a specially commissioned Messi mural by Chicago graffiti artist Miguel Aguilar. Tickets are available at themessiexperience.com/Chicago, with limited edition merchandise benefiting the Graffiti Institute. The experience is open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 23667 W Logan Boulevard. Follow at The Messi Experience for updates and announcements.
Q&A with David Guttstadt and Amanda Potter, founders of Ballers. David Guttstadt and Amanda Potter, founders of Ballers, are launching a new social sports and hospitality concept across 50-plus locations nationwide. With expertise in hospitality and design, the duo aims to redefine how people play and connect through athletics. Ballers will offer a unique blend of sports, design, and culture to create a high-energy atmosphere fueled by camaraderie and friendly competition. By tapping into the local creative scene, each Ballers venue will offer curated art, music, and cultural programming to foster community and socialization. The design of Ballers spaces will transform historic buildings into high-performance venues that feel both energizing and personal, evoking a sense of home for visitors. As racket sports continue to surge in popularity, Ballers plans to play a pivotal role in shaping the next wave of sports and social wellness experiences. Play It Again Sports is now open in Jefferson City, offering a new way to buy and sell quality gear. Play It Again Sports has opened its first location in Jefferson City, offering athletes of all ages a place to buy and sell quality used sports and fitness equipment. From football gear to golf clubs, Play It Again Sports provides a sustainable option for families looking to save on sports equipment. The store is owned by Phil and Nancy Minarek, who saw a need in the community for affordable sports gear. Unlike consignment stores, Play It Again Sports pays customers on the spot for their equipment, making it easy for anyone to sell their gear. For more information, visit the new Play It Again Sports location at 2525 Missouri Boulevard, Suite A, or call 573-616-2395.
D1 Training continues to serve Wichita athletes with two locations. D1 Training, a fitness enrichment concept, is serving athletes at its West Wichita location at 3801 N Ridge Ard. Led by certified trainers, the facility helps people of all ages achieve their sport and fitness goals. Professional athletes like Kylie Fitz and Jordan Gay, along with NBA star Chris Paul and Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow, are among the impressive franchisees. The Swillentrop siblings introduced D1 Training to Wichita's East Side in fall 2024, expanding their reach. D1 Training West Wichita is committed to community involvement, supporting causes like the American Heart Association Walk. With age-based programs and world-class coaches, D1 Training aims to train athletes dedicated to their goals. The brand, with over 100 performance centers open, is seeking business builders and former athletes for franchise opportunities. For more information, visit the D1 Training West Wichita website or call 316-375-2776.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.